The settlement with Citibank brought relief to Burlington City Council President Joan Shannon, who said it marked the end of a troubled era for the city.
The big dark cloud that has hung over the city of Burlington for 4 years is breaking up, and the sun is beginning to shine through again.
Citibank sued Burlington Telecom in 2011 when the city failed to repay $33.5 million in loans to the bank. 2 years earlier, the utility was at the center of widespread revelations of mismanaged finances within city government. Burlington Telecom still owes the city's general fund $17 million that were diverted into the utility to keep it afloat. The new settlement with Citibank details the beginnings of the city's plans to withdraw from the company. Under the settlement, Burlington Telecom will immediately begin paying at least $50,000 per month to the bank. But the settlement also outlined the city's plan to sell the majority share of Burlington Telecom to a private entity. Mayor Moreau Weinberger said the lawsuit has been his focus since he was elected.
Since taking office in April 2012, resolving the BT litigation in a manner that accomplished key goals has been my top priority.
Among those goals was maintaining the high-speed internet service at the center of many of Weinberger's initiatives to stimulate the high-tech economy in the city. But the city's tech sector wasn't the only thing threatened by the lawsuit. The 2009 scandal exposed such widespread uncertainty over the city's finances that Moody's downgraded Burlington's bond rating to near junk bond status. A $9 million fiscal stability bond approved by Burlington voters in 2012 helped the city regain its financial footing, which led to improved standing with Moody's and other agencies. But with the lawsuit looming, rating agencies remained wary. City Councilor Karen Paul said at Monday's announcement that the settlement would send a clear message to the lending community.
The city of Burlington has worked harder than perhaps any city in America to face our challenges, and we are confident that just as our fiscal stability bond has started us on the road to financial recovery, today this settlement will have the added benefit of repairing the city's credit rating, which will mean lower interest rates and savings for city taxpayers.
Weinberger said he wasn't ready to give a specific timeline or dollar amount on the sale of Burlington Telecom, but said it would likely come in the next few years. Enthusiasm about the improved standing of Burlington Telecom was matched by conviction among officials that the company needs to be sold soon. Weinberger wouldn't speak generally about whether public telecommunications was the right choice, but said Burlington Telecom needed private investment in order to succeed.
You know, I think there's been a broadly held sense for some time that, you know, ultimately to compete in this quickly evolving, capital-intensive telecommunications space that a private partner would ultimately be an important part of Burlington Telecom's long-term success.
The city council has to approve the repayment plan outlined in the settlement. Weinberger says he'll present the plan to the city council later this month. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.